And my guest is Dawn Booth from Slimming World for our annual get-together on how to keep yourself slim and trim. You're looking very radiant, Dawn.
Thank you. New year, new start.
Absolutely, yeah. So for those who don't know you or what your role is within Slimming World, tell us all.
Okay, first and foremost, Darren, I'm a member of Slimming World. I've been a member of Slimming World for 22 years, 3.5 stone lost, and feeling fabulous with it. Secondly, I'm a consultant, which is the best role in the whole wide world, where I get to meet lots and lots of people from Taunton and help them to start their weight loss journey. And then the next notch in my belt is I'm an area manager, where not only do I get to look after members, I get to look after consultants that look after even more members.
Now, when we met last year, we went through the rigmarole, and I came down to your meeting in Monkton Heathfield, and I couldn't believe it, because the first thing I saw when I walked in was a great big bar of chocolate being advertised. Is that still the case?
I was going to say, we do have a healthy brand of hi-fi bars, because what we found was out on the market, they would publicise things like low fat, but it would be high sugar. Mm. So we brought our own bars in called hi-fi bars so that members are safe in what they're buying. So, and with the lockdown down, I've got to tell you, got a good deal with Iceland's that they are on sale there.
I was going to ask you about the last 12 months since we last met, because you've had to change, well, like everybody, you've had to change everything. And one of the things about Slimming World, which I really liked, was the whole getting together where you talk about things and you can relate to other members of group and one thing and another. But then doing it online, it kind of alienates people from being in that environment. So how has that worked for you and for group?
I've got to tell you, at the beginning, I've got to compliment our company, because within 24 hours, we were up and running. And we do meet on the virtual platform. We meet on the Zoom meetings. You've got a relationship with your members, with your listeners. We've got a relationship with our members. And I've got to tell you, the good thing about being online is, A, you don't have to wear masks. And B, there is no...
You can wear your pyjamas.
You can, but I don't. I get up, dress up and show up. But you still get that same being together feeling. And from it, Darren, I've got to tell you, there's been breakout groups. We've got WhatsApp groups set up, which I'm going to talk to you about in a second, because we can help you with that dry January.
Great.
And we've also got Fitbit groups. So it's a wider community. Slimming World gets everybody together with what they need. So it's fab.
I just found this in the corner of the studio. Do you want Quality
Street? I would decline on the Quality Streets. Thank you very much.
Right. Am I allowed to still eat bacon butties? Because this was one of my memories from last year. You came in and you said, yep, you can have a bacon butty nearly every day.
Okay. You are not ever going to let go of that bacon butty.
No, I'm not.
Bacon butties, as long as that fat's removed, is absolutely fine. Do you know what? I think we need to get you along to a group so that you can see how it works.
I think that's a great idea. Right. Okay. So let's talk about I can't even say it. You think I'd been on the pot, wouldn't you? Dry January. So let's talk about the pros and cons of dry January, Dawn, because it's not as easy as people think it is. And I'm experiencing it myself for the first time.
I think
and there are things to watch out for, aren't they?
There are. But I think the thing about it is that with anything that you decide to not do, so I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to eat the chocolates, the minute you do that, you're putting a stop barrier in your head. And when you put a stop barrier in your head, we've all got that rebellious teenager who says, hang on a minute, I want this. So what we do, what we're doing in the Slimming World is, whenever you feel a stop clause, we replace it with something. So I'm on dry January 2, day 7, and I've got to tell you, I feel absolutely fabulous.
Do you know what, right? Okay, I've got to admit, I do. For the first few days, it was a bit sketchy at times. And I'll tell you why I really struggled, Dawn, is around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, about tea time. Does that sound familiar to you?
It's that switching off time. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a nice glass of red wine. Can I tell you what I've replaced mine with?
Go on, then.
I'm actually on Vimto Light, but it's got to be hot. And I absolutely adore it. It's nice, it's sweet, it's warming, and it's comforting.
Have you done any like mocktails and stuff like that?
Doesn't bother me that. But what my members have done on this dry January WhatsApp group, they have found every alternative. Did you know that there is a gin and tonic in a can that has not got any sins? As you know, we work
really?
With sins.
Really?
So they sit there with their gin glass, with their gin and tonic. And I've got to tell you, I can think of some members now that was enjoying this last night. And they actually still get, it's that feeling of being a part of it. It's that feeling of being able to do what you want. So it's just doing the dead simple swaps, isn't it?
Can I join the group?
I'm going to allow you in. I've got to tell you, the girls, well, we do have one male in there as well, but the girls are going to love having you in there.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Yeah, because that's the thing. And it is quite, I've got to tell you very briefly about, I don't go out and binge drink and stuff at the weekends and stuff. I'm a steady drinker every night of the week, a couple of bottles of cider at the weekend, up it a bit to a bottle of wine as well and that kind of thing. But it's amazing how many calories you consume and the price, the money that's being saved.
I know you looked into that, but for me, what it was that I realised was that when I drink, I eat. And I don't go for the healthy foods. I'm like a kitchen stalker. I'll go in, get a nice glass of red wine, and I'm looking in the cupboards for what you just handed me then was chocolates and things like that. When I don't drink, that doesn't bother me. I'm still saying no. Still saying no.
Oh, you're doing well.
But yeah, it's that mindset, isn't it? When you're doing something good that's going to benefit your health, benefit your weight, it leads on. It's a springboard. It is a springboard to healthy eating, healthy lifestyle.
Right. Now, Dawn is going to be with us every Friday now for the foreseeable future to help us all get through this. Okay. And I think we'll have a little bit of fun with it. So what's the plan for January? What are you telling people at group at the moment?
We're saying fresh start. Just give it a fresh start. No matter what last year held for you, the one thing, you can't control the pandemic. Okay, we've even got our freedom taken away from us, that we are restricted to our houses. But the one thing in life that you can control, guys, is your food and drink. And going it alone is always hard work. Get yourself along to a group with like-minded people, with that weekly help and support. Just remember that during a pandemic, you're not on your own. There is somebody out there all the time to help you. And these groups, I've got to say, social media has been a saving for everybody. So with Slimming World, we're giving you that help, that support, that camaraderie. And on top of all that, which I'm sure we're going to go into in more detail in the future, is you actually get loads to eat, including bacon butties.
I love it. Right, Dawn, very, very quickly, off the top of your head here, is there any names that spring to mind that you just want to give little mention to, perhaps people that have just done so well over the last few months?
I'm going to tell you, she will probably kill me for this, but Gemma Orton comes to mind. She has been an absolute star in our groups. She's a young mum. She just made the decision this time last year to lose weight. I think, and I'm going to have a guess on here, she's about 4 stone lighter in the 12 months. She's getting married, not this year, next year, so she's taking plenty of time. But not only is she a successful slimmer, not only has she made those lifestyle changes, what I would say about Gemma is that she has grown to love and support every single member that's in her group, whether it's on Facebook or in the real world. She is there to help every single person at every group. Sorry, Gem.
I think what we need to do is each week you come up with a handful of people that we can commend their efforts.
Do you know what? I can do that.
Go on,
we have got lots of those people
out
there.
Excellent.
Got to tell you, Darren, we're making one heck of a difference in Taunton and Wellington.
Good.
Lifestyle changes and changing people's lives. They are feeling amazing.
And most importantly, before you go, if anybody listening to this has now decided, right, I need to know more about Slimming World, how do I do it? What's the process?
Well, obviously, go to the Slimming World website. That would give it you. But guys, you will find Slimming World consultants promoting all over Taunton. Just give any one of us a shout. I tell you what, we are on Facebook, Taunton to Wellington Slimming World. Come and visit us and see what we offer you.
Excellent work. My guest is Dawn Booth, who'll be a regular on the show every week now for the foreseeable future. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And I'm very much looking forward to that WhatsApp group.
We'll help you.
Excellent work.